March 26, 1927. One who possesses the divine will is the call of all the acts of it. As many acts as the soul does in the divine will, so many times does she rise again in the divine life. How one who does not do the divine will is the petty thief of creation. I was thinking to myself, when I go around in the supreme will, following its acts in creation and redemption, it seems that all things speak, all of them have something to say about this admirable volition. But when I am occupied with something else, all things remain silent. It seems that they have nothing to say. But while I was thinking about this, the sun penetrated into my little room, and its light pounded on my bed. I felt myself being invested by its light and heat, and, at that moment, a light came out from within my interior, and as it dived into the light of the sun, the two of them kissed. I was surprised, and my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, how beautiful is my divine will be located in you and in the sun. When it dwells in the soul and makes a sweet encounter with its own works, it makes feast. And as it plunges into its own acts that it exercises in the created things, they kiss each other, and one light remains, while the other returns triumphantly to its place to exercise its office, wanted by my will itself. So, the soul who possesses my will is the call of all the acts of it. And as they meet, they immediately recognize each other. This is why, when you go around in creation and redemption, all things speak to you. Those are the acts of my will that speak to you within them. In fact, it is right that one who possesses it know its life, that, while it seems to be divided among many created things and distinct in many different acts, is yet one single act. And it is necessary that one who possesses it be aware of all its acts, in order to form one single act with all the acts of my will. Then, while following the acts that the Supreme Fiat had done in redemption, I arrived at when my sweet Jesus was in the act of rising again from death, and I was saying, "My Jesus, just as my I love you has followed you into limbo, and investing all the inhabitants of that place, we have asked you, altogether, to hasten the coming of the kingdom of your Supreme Fiat upon earth, so do I want to impress my continuous I love you upon the tomb of your resurrection, so that, just as your divine will made your most holy humanity rise again as the fulfillment of redemption and as the new contract that would restore the kingdom of your will upon earth, in the same way, with my incessant I love you, following all the acts you did in redemption, I ask you, I pray you, I supplicate you to make souls rise again in your will, so that your kingdom may be established in the midst of creatures." Now, while I was saying this and other things, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, as many acts as the soul does in my will, so many times does she rise again in the divine life. And the more acts she does in it, the more the divine life grows, and the more complete becomes the glory of the resurrection. Therefore, the foundation, the substance, the light, the beauty, the glory, are formed by the acts done in my will. The more contact the soul has had with my will, the more it can give, embellish and expand. Even more, one who has always lived in my volition, since my will has had its dominion over all the acts of the creature, will possess the act ever new of my fiat. So, not only will she receive the new and continuous act of the Beatitudes from God, but by virtue of my will that she has possessed on earth, she will possess the new act of the Beatitudes within herself, such that, as she releases it from herself, it will invest the whole celestial fatherland. And so, there will be such harmony between the new act of God and the new act of one who has possessed my will, as to form the most beautiful enchantment for that celestial dwelling. The prodigies of my will are eternal and ever new." After this, I was thinking to myself, how is it that, from such a high place, when he was created by God, Adam fell so low, after sin? And my always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, in creation, one was the will that entered the field in creating all things, and, by right, to it alone belonged the dominion, the regime and the carrying out of its very life in each thing and being created by it. Now, because man withdrew from our will, the will that reigned on earth was no longer one but there were two. And since the human will is inferior to the divine, man emptied himself of all the goods of this supreme fiat, and in doing his own will, he took the place away from the divine will. And this was the greatest of sorrows. More so, since this human will had come out of, and had been created by, the divine will, so that everything might be its own property, its own dominion. Now, by withdrawing from our will, man rendered himself guilty of stealing the divine rights, and by doing his will, nothing of the things created by this fiat belonged to him anymore. So, he was to find a place in which our creative work did not extend. But this too was impossible for him, this place cannot be found. So, while he was not with our will, he would take from the things that belong to it in order to live. He would make use of the sun, of the water, of the fruits of the earth, of everything. And these were all thefts that he made against us. So, by not doing our will, man rendered himself the petty thief of all our goods. How sorrowful it was to see that the creation was to serve so many deserters, so many who did not belong to the kingdom of the divine fiat. And for as many creatures as would come to light and would not live in our kingdom, not letting themselves be dominated by our will, so many places would our will lose upon earth. It happened as in a family in which, instead of the father being the one who commands and dominates, all the children command and dominate, who are not even in accord among themselves. One commands one thing, another something else. What sorrow for this poor father, in seeing his dominion taken away from him by his children. And what confusion and the disorder in this family. Much more sorrowful, for my supreme fiat, was that the work of its own creative hands took away its dominion from it, and by doing his own will, he put himself against mine, taking the right to reign away from it. My daughter, not doing my will is the evil that encloses all evils. It is the collapse of all goods. It is the destruction of happiness, of order, of peace. It is the great loss of my divine kingdom.